Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You just
come off as being not true.
You ain't all right, buddy.
Right, not true to your word, but...
Well, circumstances change.
Of course they do.
They're 2-8.
Exactly right. But if I'm the Giants, and if I'm the Giant fan, I think more specifically, I want to see Tommy DeVito.
You're endorsing Tommy DeVito?
I'm not endorsing anybody. I just want to see something different. You have to see something different. There's a winning... like, I don't know, DNA that certain players just have. Like, they find ways to do it, even when they're not playing their best. I mean, hell, Jared Goff threw 5 interceptions yesterday, and they found a way to win.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that's culture, part of that's just having a good team around them. But, Daniel Jones can't find ways to win games.
No, it's the opposite.
Exactly.
3-13.
He's finding ways to lose games. And I don't need to see that anymore.
Yeah.
I don't care how much he's paid. I don't care how much you think he's whatever. He's not winning games, and so it's not worth it anymore. And I know he's only 27 or 28 years old, whatever. It doesn't matter. You in a professional sport, if you can't produce and you can't put your team in position to win, you're not going to do it anymore. Mm. It's not a right. You have the privilege. And right now, Daniel Jones is not taking advantage of his privilege or his opportunity.
He's lost his privilege.
Absolutely, he has.
69 starts.
I know. Forget the 69 starts. I'm just talking about this season.
Yeah. No, I get you. He started 10 games. He started every game.
There's a lot of talent around Daniel Jones right now. I mean, hell, we talked about it briefly, but Jalen Hyatt looked really good in his 4 targets and 4 catches yesterday. And it wasn't just go deep, right? I know he had the pass interference on the first call, so great. You throw that threat out there and you run him underneath. Run digs, run hitches, run anything. That cornerback is backing up. Trust me. But you still got to get him the ball.
Right.
Now, Daniel did a good job with him, but everything else kind of felt just, I don't know. He doesn't have that it anymore.
No, you said that for a while. He doesn't have that it, but saying let's bench him, mm-hmm. that's new. And I think for a lot of Giant fans, we've gotten to that point.
I think Giant fans were there long before I was.
Now, here's more from Brian Daboll speaking to the media within the last half hour.
As Tom just said, like the quarterback position is a different beast, right? It's a lot of money. It's a big percent of the cap. When you have something like that, is that something that ownership needs to sign off on if you decide to make a decision there and move on?
Well, I think, you know, again, I've said this before, Joe and I communicate with our ownership group on a daily basis, not just about the quarterback, but about every position. So there's good communication there. We'll do what we normally do. If there are any changes, regardless of the position, we'll always communicate.
That position, it doesn't work any differently. Like that, like I'm sure you have freedom to make lineup changes regularly. Does that change with the quarterback position?
Yeah, no. Even when we make lineup changes or there's things that come up, we're always in constant communication. Myself, Joe, and ownership. I think that's very important and healthy for the organization.
Well, there's a difference between being in constant communication and needing to ask permission.
Right.
Those are two very different things.
I don't think he's asking permission. I think he's just letting them be aware.
Yeah.
Making them aware of any of these decisions. And look, he's doing as good a job as he can, Dabes, at not answering the question.
I was going to say, when you said doing as good a job as he can, I was like, for what? Oh, not answering questions. Yeah, yes.
Because he doesn't need to answer it right now. He needs to answer it when they're on the field again and there's a quarterback taking first-team snaps.
I think this is where ownership does come in play, though, and I think Tiki just hit on something. The fans, right? Next week or the game they come back, Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home. Let's just say there's 15,000 Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans. That means there's 65,000 people that are going to show up to the swamps of East Rutherford, New Jersey, wearing blue jerseys. And either they're season ticket holders who have poured their hard-earned money to watch crap all year and crap for the last 10 years, or it's people because season ticket holders don't want to go anymore that are getting a chance to go to their first Giant game. What are they going to be buzzing about? Are they going to be buzzing watching Drew Locke basically look inept the same way Daniel Jones is, or get a little blood that the young quarterback from around town, Tommy DeVito's back?
I don't shine shoes anymore.
That does factor in. You do now at 2-8. What's left to watch other than pleasing your fan base?
Should that factor in?
I think it should.
Really?
Because Drew Locke's not that much better than DeVito.
At some point it does. I think it definitely does.
I think you've got to factor in what in the long term gives you the best chance to win and evaluate what you have. Drew Locke, see, here's the funny thing. We're on the same page. We're just maybe getting there for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Locke's not on this team next year. Like, he's not. He's right. A free agent, and he'll be somewhere else. Tommy DeVito is still young enough, and he hasn't been given as much of an opportunity as Daniel and Drew has, where you're like, let me just see. And for anyone who calls in like last week and says, come on, give me an example.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Of a guy who was that bad in college who became I get it. I'm not telling you he's going to be great, but I would rather evaluate him because I know less about him than a guy like Drew Locke. But that's a different reason than saying I want to please the 40,000 people that decide to show up to MetLife Stadium.
Well, don't they matter? All they've done is seen crap football and boo and pay their hard-earned money.
They do matter, but I believe the owner of the Jets has made decisions based on what the fans want, and that does not work. It doesn't work to make decisions based on what the fans want.
What do you
mean?
This year? I don't think the fans want
it. For the last 10 years. Firing guys, hiring guys. Woody Johnson goes on Jets Twitter and analyzes what fans think. And while it's good to hear what the fans want, you can't listen to them. As the old cliche is, if you listen to the fans, you end up with the fans.
Well, I mean, that's not necessarily true because these guys are billionaires.
That's true. He's an owner. He can't end up with the fans.
They're not ever going to end up with the fans unless they want to end up with the fans. But I think this is also an entertainment business. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like if you were a movie maker and you were just making bad flicks and and nobody was going, wouldn't you make different? Wouldn't you make a different kind of movie?
Sure.
And so I know we get overworked up about what this all means, but this is entertainment, right? It is a product that you're putting out and you want the consumer to purchase or to continue to purchase. You're the perfect case, Evan, as a season ticket holder for the New York Jets. Like, what's going to make you continue to want to spend money to go to the Meadowlands to watch the Jets? And part of it is winning, obviously.
Of course.
Being a part of, you know, this major moment of, I don't know, exaltation. But it's also about watching fun players.
What does exaltation mean, Sean Morash? Go ahead.
Exaltation. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you asked that, Evan. It's a wonderful question.
I'm curious what
exaltation
you mean.
Is when you get to your expectation at an excelled pace.
Close.
No, it's obvious how he said it. I'm sorry. Loogie, what does exaltation mean? Or exaltation mean?
I have no idea. I studied sorority girls in college. I have no idea.
If I'm not mistaken, it's being happy. It's the feeling of happiness.
Yeah. And you get there by expectations being exalted.
Speaking of happiness, here's an analogy for the three quarterbacks on the Giants. Daniel Jones is tri-state area traffic. It's gotten worse in our lifetimes. Tommy DeVito is Disney World. And Drew Locke is stopping at a museum on the way to Disney World. He's boring. Why does anybody want to see Drew Locke play football?
How is Tommy DeVito Disney World?
Because he's fun. He's exciting. He's a local kid. He gives you something.
But you know what? He's fun and exciting. Until he stinks. Right. Until he goes out there and throws four receptions against the Buccaneers.
Oh, but he never did that, though. He never threw four interceptions.
But he may do that.
But he might. And the thing is, you just don't know.
Right. His Saint game was terrible that got him benched last year. Let's not
What's
forget
that.
We remember the good times.
The Saint game. Yes.
Saint game was bad. Also, right. Disney World, very expensive. Undrafted rookie, not expensive.
Yeah, but Thunder Mountain might have a long line. It might not. You never know. So can we just see the unknown?
No. Here's the funny thing. I think we're all on the same page about seeing Tommy DeVito. But I think what Tiki brought up earlier is a thing you need to be warned about, Tommy, and everyone else needs to be warned about. We may get what we want, and then once we get it, we may say, oh my God, this is what we wanted, and it may be worse.
That's fine, though. At least we don't have to go through life knowing, because to me, if Tommy DeVito could be the Giants quarterback for the next decade, it would be the biggest story in the summer. So then
It'd
I'd rather live my life knowing we at least got a chance to see it, and it failed.
And look,
instead of Drew Lock and Daniel Jones.
Well, Sean, was Daboll then presented with, if you're considering benching Daniel, which of the two are you more considering starting? Now, knowing Daboll, he wouldn't answer that.
I have not seen that specific question.
Because his answer would be, we're considering everybody on the roster. Mm. That would basically be his answer, but that's the next step in this. Okay, if you bench Daniel Jones, which 99% of Giant fans are ready to do, okay, then what?
Well, I'll counter your question with a question. If we don't get that from Daboll today, at some point this week, Joe Shane is supposed to meet with the media with the bye week. Is that something the general manager who paid $5 million to Drew Lock should be asked this week?
Yes. He'll be asked about that. Here's the other thing that I think Brian Daboll needs to be asked about. So yesterday after the Giants lost, and we'll get back to your calls in a bit, I promise, Jet fans, Giant fans, everybody's angry. 888-808-1019. I listened to what Giant and Jet players had to say.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time when you listen to players after games, you get a little bit, but not a lot.
Right.
Dexter Lawrence was asked a very specific question, and I actually wrote it down because you're going to hear the audio, and I have to cut the question out because you can't hear it very well.
Right.
But I can promise you word for word this was the question, just so you know context on this, because I do think context matters.
Of course it does.
The question specifically to Dexter Lawrence was, do you think Dable's message is still getting through to the locker room? Okay, that's the question. Do you think Brian Daboll's message is still getting through to the locker room? That's the question.